We have another blessing today. Will Kirk and Sienna and Cage and KLB Stevenson come up, please? And all the family come with you? Let's gather right here. Come on up, everybody. Come on down. Hey, let's come right over here. Let's gather right around behind Sienna and Kirk. Hey, he came with his apron.
I'm ready.
Folks, this is a special, special day. And brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. Act like you like each other here. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging.
Hi.
Of God claiming us as His own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge that God is what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Now, Kirk is joining our church today, and we celebrate that. And, of course, KLB's going to be baptized today as we experience God's grace in a very real way. Kirk and Sienna, would you turn around and face me, please? On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? I do. And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or deed, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? I do. Kirk, as a member of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As a member of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? The membership covenant that you signed states, I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship, and I will protect the unity of this church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it? Please turn around and face the audience real quick. Members of the household of God, entrust Kirk to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, perfect him in love, and show him how a true community of faith stands with him in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw. We celebrate your decision to become a member of this church community. We prayerfully support you and look forward to our journey together. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. All right, please turn. Do you desire to have this child baptized into this particular church community, as well as the faith and family of the entire body of Christ? Acknowledging her need for nurture in a Christian community of caring and concerned people, do you promise to allow this church community to love and care for her by bringing her into the life of the Christian community to worship, to teach her the story of our faith, to guide her as she is called into response to the gospel, and to encourage her to be in relationship with other believers as she grows in her faith in God. To you, her immediate family, do you promise to help support Kirk and Sienna in their duty as Christian parents, and give your time and give your protection, give your guidance and your love, providing Kaylee with further opportunities to explore her growing relationship with God?
We do.
Church community, would you please stand? Those who have a spiritual heritage with Kaylee, this local church community, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Also recognize that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church community, promise to help and support Kirk in his walk, as well as Kirk and Sienna in their parenting, and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing them with continuing opportunities to explore their growing relationship with God? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Kaylee and forgiveness, that she may grow in her trust in God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her, that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. And we do promise to support her through our time, our protection, our guidance, and our love. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. God, our Creator, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament, and for the hope we have in Jesus Christ. As we baptize with water, baptize us with the Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your words, and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Jesus Christ in common faith and purpose. Amen. What name is given this child? I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It's okay, baby. The Holy Spirit work within you, Kaylee, so that you may become all that God has planned for you. May your family and this church family love you and support you. May you never question that you are loved. In Jesus' name, amen. This child is now received into the love and care of the church. See what love God has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Amen. Why don't you sing your song, and I'm going to take this child around the church and greet everybody.